And we are live.
Great. Thank you, everybody. Welcome this evening to the LTD Board of Directors Contract Committee meeting. We have one agenda item for the calendar today. But before I just jump right in, I'm just going to do a quick roll call. Michelle?
Here.
Stephen?
Here.
Emily, I am here. And I'm going to just make one comment based on where we're on the agenda. I did let Don Norden know about this agenda item specifically and reached out to him in case he wanted to join the meeting tonight or if he had any additional comments. So he's aware in case he thought that might be helpful to join in advance of the board meeting. From here, I think I'm going to hand it over for our first agenda item, unless anybody else has anything to add for the City of Cottage Grove Mobility on Demand presentation. John, if you want to take it away.
Wonderful. Thanks, everyone. Hello and good afternoon, members of the Contract Committee. So I'm John Allen. I'm Lane Transit District's Accessible Services Program Manager. And we're here today to extend our agreement with the City of Cottage Grove, which allows us to support the Cottage Grove Connector Mobility on Demand pilot project using STIF funds. So I want to note that this decision today is separate from any future decisions whether to establish Mobility on Demand as a permanent program in Cottage Grove, but it does signal our intention to continue the pilot program until we have sufficient data to present before the board for a decision, and that'll likely be within the next year. As you recall, this isn't the first time that you've likely heard about this program. So recently, and the decision for continuing this program has already received extensive review. So this project has been programmed into the CIP and has gone before the STIF Advisory Committee, the Budget Committee, and the board twice, while being open to receive public comment. So we've previously done several status updates to the board on mobility on demand in general, which have included data such as ridership levels and survey results, with the most recent presentation being last fall. So we're continuing to collect and analyze data, and the program continues to serve the community. Our reasons for wanting to continue the program in pilot status are due to the many changes that have occurred in the last year. First, the COVID pandemic resulted in the immediate and unexpected suspension of mobility on demand service in Cottage Grove between spring and fall of 2020. Once we were able to put proper safety precautions in place, we were able to resume service in a more limited capacity. However, it has been fundamentally different than services pre-COVID. The biggest change has been the limitations in ride sharing while implementing social distancing. So this in turn influences our metrics on ride wait time, and it impacts the whole system. Further, this spring, we also switched technology contractors from Translope to VIA and are now using a new app, which comes with its own differences and nuances, though members of the public can still call us through a dispatcher, and it's the same phone number. For all of these reasons, when we try and compare our pandemic data with what we'll call regular program data from pre-pandemic, it isn't really an apples to apples comparison. We also still don't know yet what our new normal is going to look like, and things continue to change very rapidly. For all these reasons, we anticipate keeping this in pilot project status for the time being. However, the decision before you today isn't regarding the pilot status of the project, but about the agreement between LTD and Cottage Grove, which allows the use of STIF funds to support this project. These funds have already been allocated and budgeted, and we're looking to extend our agreement with Cottage Grove for an additional 2 years to match the funding awarded as part of the STIF process for the same time period. Finally, this program is 100% STIF funded and does not use general funds or use funds that could be allocated towards any other program. As STIF funding is allocated on a biennial cycle, there's sufficient funding available through the STIF program to sustain the Cottage Grove Connector through the next 2 years. However, we anticipate coming before the board mid-cycle when we're confident we have sufficient data to support a long-term decision on the project. So we'll come before the board with a full report of statistics and analytics for that meeting, but today is about extending our existing agreement to get us to that point with existing service as is. So that's the motion that's before this committee today in the agenda item summary. And I'm available for any questions, thoughts, or concerns that committee members may have.
Thank you, John. Does anybody have any questions, Michelle? Oh, Stephen, I see your hand up. Why don't you kick us off, please?
Thanks, and I just want to acknowledge that Kalina joined us. Hello, Kalina. John, thank you for that recap. Appreciate that. Just got a couple questions. I think they come under the heading of, to use a Josh Scove expression, softball question. And you mentioned, I just heard that this is 100% stiff funded, but help me with a little bit of the math. Under the financial impact funding source part, it says total agreement in round numbers, 966.
Correct. So that's from the inception of the program. So we first began in, it was January of 2019, I believe, was the original contract begin date. And so the contract total would include from that very first day of service all the way through 2 years from now, that total would be total contract value. So the amount that would be for the upcoming 2 year period is $260K per year.
Okay, I think you just backed into my second question slash point then. So what you're saying, correct me if I'm wrong, of course, please, but what you're saying is increasing the contract amount in round numbers to 966 means taking it from roughly 446,000 to 966, and that delta being covered by the 260 and 260 for the two coming fiscal years. And that total 520 is fully covered by stiff funds.
You have it exactly right.
Okay. One small request. I think going forward, if that could be laid out in future situations like this, so me as the reader, I'm not that smart, can quickly understand, okay, 966 coming from a base of 446, so we can more easily follow the numbers. Because I was thinking, how do we come up with the other $446,000? But now I get it. So thank you.
That's a really good point. I'll try and make that more clear in our documentation in the future. This has gone through a couple of different unusual extensions along the way, along with service hiatuses. And so it can be a little bit challenging to kind of capture all of that in one concise document. But I think, as you described, would be a great way, maybe making that a little bit easier to understand for anyone looking at this. So I'll do my best to make sure that we reflect it in that way in the future. It's really great feedback.
Thank you very much. That's all I have, Emily.
Thank you for that. It's always helpful to
get that kind of feedback so we can make better updates and just communicate that a little bit more effectively. It's challenging with timelines changing and lots of other factors. So thanks, John, for being flexible. Michelle, anything that you want to ask about this? Are you feeling comfortable with the topic in general?
I think I feel comfortable with the topic. I appreciate Stephen asking about that component and just kind of help, you know, getting a better understanding of where we're coming at that from dollar-wise. But yeah, I don't really have any questions.
Perfect. And I should mention that I did speak with Don about this, as I mentioned earlier, and he didn't have any follow-up questions at this time either. Okay, well, if anybody has anything further to add, I'm not seeing anything, just making sure nobody's raising hands. Okay. Well, then I will entertain a motion.
Steven, are you going to do it or you want me to?
You do it so beautifully.
Oh, you're so kind. I move to forward the amendment to IGA number 2019-07 to the Board of Directors with a recommendation for approval.
Second.
Perfect. Any discussion? Seeing none. I'll go ahead and do a roll call vote. Michelle?
Yes.
Steven?
Yes.
And myself, Emily, aye. So the motion passes. Thank you, everyone. I think, John, thanks for your time. I don't see anything else on our agenda. Maybe Camille will jump in if there's anything that I'm missing or anything that we want to cover before our next meeting.
That was all we had for this meeting, just one contract.
Look at us go, finishing very early today.
Good work, everyone.
I know sometimes we have a million questions about a million topics, and sometimes they're fairly straightforward because we've covered these topics on multiple occasions. So thank you very much, everyone, for your time, and we will adjourn this meeting at 4:10. Thank you.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you. Thanks, everyone.